I have a personal announcement, though. I'm placing a personal bounty on the head of Tim McCracken. He's the coach and chief punk on that Syracuse team.
A bounty?
Yeah. $100 of my own money for the first of my men that really nails that creep. That's 8 o'clock at the War Memorial, the Syracuse, and the all-new Charleston Chiefs.
Thanks, Rich.
Not to worry, kid.
Welcome to the Drop Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. Tonight we're going to have a recap of the Blues versus the Sharks, Round 3 Western Conference Finals, Game 6. The Blues are looking to take it to a Game 7, and San Jose wants no part of that. They would like to stop it at a Game 6, and they did.
Joe Pavelski stays with it and forces that puck underneath the pad of a surprise Brian Elliott.
The Sharks' first goal was just 3 minutes and 57 seconds into the first period. It was scored by none other than Joe Pavelski, assisted by Joe Thornton, his 15th assist of the playoffs, and Thomas Hertl, his 5th assist of the playoffs. And like I said earlier, that was Pavelski's 13th. The opportunity for Pavelski came for that goal because there was two Blues behind the goal following one player, and there should have been one closer to Elliott, and that is why that goal was scored. And let's go to San Jose's second goal.
In quite some time for the Blues, first shot this period. This is Burns. He shoots and scores!
No better defenseman in the league at getting a shot through than Brent Burns. He does here. Joel Ward gets right back to the front of the net to make it 2-0.
The Blues came out of that first period down only 1-0, but the second goal in the second period that Ward scored was just kind of a backbreaker. They started playing a little different after that, and it just gave San Jose more momentum. That goal was Ward's 5th, assisted by Brent Burns, his 14th, and by Chris Tierney, his 2nd. And again, that was at the 5 minute and 2 seconds into the second period. It would stay that way through the second period, 2-0, until we get into third period when San Jose gets on the board again.
Along the boards by Ward, and then across for Couture. Couture with a shot, Ward, he scores! Second of the game for Joel Ward, 3-0 Sharks.
The Sharks' third goal was scored just 3 minutes and 1 second into the third period. That was scored by Joel Ward, his 6th of the playoffs, assisted by Logan Couture, his 15th assist of the playoffs, and by Patrick Marleau, his 7th assist of the playoffs. At this point, it's looking pretty gloomy for the Blues, down 3-0, and it would just get gloomier with another goal by San Jose.
Here comes Marleau, puts on the brakes, leaves for Couture, then across the score, he scores!
And you give this line that kind of room, and they can do that kind of damage.
The Sharks take the 4-0 goal just 5 minutes after their 3-0 lead goal. 8 minutes and 11 seconds in to the third period, Donskoy scores his 5th of the playoffs, assisted by Logan Couture, his 16th, and by Patrick Marleau, his 8th of the playoffs. I'm not sure what's going to happen after this. I was just so disappointed in the Blues. They just didn't look like they wanted it as bad as San Jose wanted it. They really didn't look great all game. Marvin Jones made a few saves, but you know, up to this point, they really hadn't mustered much except mainly a bunch of shots from the point that were pretty weak. With that being said, the Blues actually finally get on the board.
Tarasenko stopped by Jones, and then another save on Letera. Tarasenko shoots and scores. Finally for Vladimir Tarasenko with 8:21 remaining, his first goal and first point of this series.
Finally, Tarasenko scores a goal. It was 11 minutes and 39 seconds into the third period. Would be his 8th of the playoffs, his 1st of this playoff round. And assisted by Yuri Letera, his 6th, and by Colton Parayko, his 5th. The Blues really needed more of this from Tarasenko in the rest of the games, and they just didn't get it. But he would answer one more time with another goal.
To the bench, Elliott. Bouncing puck. Stastny has it for Tarasenko. Moves to the net and scores! His second of the period. It's a 4-2 game with 3:35 remaining.
And he just banked it right off the right pad of Jones. And Jones still can't believe that went in.
After this goal by Tarasenko, the Blues had a lot of pressure on Jones. He made a couple good saves, and they really tried their best to come back, but it was just too late. You can't wait till 10 minutes to 5 minutes left in the third period to come back, and you can't do that against any team in the playoffs, much less in the Western Conference Finals. San Jose adds an empty net goal by Logan Couture, and the game ends 5-2. So the Blues season ends. I am very happy that they went to the third round. I am very upset at the way they exited the third round. It's not the fact that they lost to the Sharks. It's the fact that the way they played in several of these games, including Game 6 elimination game. They just have not really showed up much in this series, even though they won two games in the series. They just haven't been the same team. And everybody says, oh, because San Jose's such a great team. Oh, San Jose's just good. San Jose's the best team that they've faced. No, it's not. It's not. Dallas was better than San Jose, and Chicago was better than San Jose. And I can almost guarantee you, if Dallas or Chicago played San Jose in the Western Conference Finals, either one of those teams would have beaten this team. Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy the Blues got to the third round. But again, it's like I tell everybody each year, when they've gotten out of the first round. I wouldn't be too upset with them, you know, losing in the first round if they fought and fought hard and actually looked like a good team. You know, they've had a lead of 2-0 in the first round of the last couple of years. They did against Chicago in 1 year. They did against LA in 1 year. And they lost 4 straight in both of those series. That's what I'm upset with, is the way the Blues team responds to elimination games when it's down and dirty. Everybody can say that the Blues, they're resilient and they love this kind of pressure. Well, you know, that may have been for this season, and they thrived on the pressure this year, but the pressure eventually got to them in this game. The other years, when they went out in the first round or second round, it was even worse. So, you know, I understand the fans wanting to congratulate them, and I will congratulate them for getting to the third round, but you guys wasted an opportunity. And a lot of the fans are saying, oh, next year's the Stanley Cup. We'll be back. We'll be back. Do they realize how hard it is to get to the Western Conference Finals? How hard it is to win one series, much less three series, to get to the Stanley Cup? Those fans that think it's going to be super easy next year just because we have players coming back like Fabry and Parayko and we're young and all this and that, it's going to be difficult because every other team is going to make changes. Every other team is most likely going to get better. And the Blues need to make some changes. One of them, I believe, is going to have to be not re-signing David Backes. I think David Backes is a great player. He's done so much for this community. He's great in the locker room. But at 32 years old, the man is already making $6 to $6.5 million a year, I believe. He's going to want and will probably get between $7 and $8 million a year from another team. Do you want to pay him that much? That's Vladimir Tarasenko money, who scored 40 goals. And trust me, Backes is not going to score even 30 goals next year. Each year you get older and slower, and especially with the way he plays the game, that tough physical game, 32 years old playing a tough physical game is like 35 years old not playing a tough physical game and just being a normal goal scorer that doesn't, you know, have to check a lot and really hit a lot. So I love you, Backes, but I think it's time to move on. I wish you the best. You were great here, and I hope everything works out for you. If you do re-sign at a decent price for 2 years, I would have no problem with that. That would be great. But to sign for 3 or 4 years at $7-8 million, even $6.5 million, it's not worth it. Also, I don't know if it's going to be possible, but something has to be done about Jay Bouwmeester. When he came to this team just 2 years ago, he was a lot faster. And I've not seen a player lose speed in 2 years the way he's lost it. And he's lost confidence. Yeah, he plays a lot of minutes and everything, but that don't mean anything. He can play a lot of minutes and still be bad. And in this playoffs, especially in this series, he was not good. And Kevin Shattenkirk, it's time to move on. The Blues paid you very good money, and you've never really produced in the playoffs. You had a few goals, but overall your defense was terrible in these playoffs, especially against San Jose. A lot of people say, well, it's because of the San Jose players. No, it's because Kevin Shattenkirk did not show up. And sorry to be so sour about this, but I'm just a little upset at the effort in Game 6. You know, you can at least try your best in a game. A lot of fans are saying, well, you know, they played the better team, like I said earlier. No. The Blues on paper are a better team. I don't care what NHL.com says. I don't care what NBC Sports says. The Blues are the better team from number one line to number four. They just didn't play like it in this series. You can't beat Chicago and Dallas and tell me the Blues are not a better team than San Jose when Chicago and Dallas is both a better team. Anyway, I'm going to get off my rant. This will be the last playoff episode of 2016. I will do a season review in a few days, a week or so, just to give some time to settle. We'll go over the Blues season and talk about everything in a nutshell, the players that played well, the up-and-coming players, and some more about the players that really need to go. And another question is Ken Hitchcock going to be back? That's a big question to me. I don't know, and I'm still not sure if he should, because he didn't make many adjustments in this third round, and he had a few issues sometimes in the first and second round making adjustments. So I'm not sure what to do about him. If he's back, that's fine. If he's not, I'm not going to be too upset. So anyway, this has been the Drop Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. I've been your host, Lance Descott. You can follow us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. You can also email us at theofficialdrop@gmail.com anytime. You can also see us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDropPodcast. You can also find our YouTube videos on YouTube. Just go to The Drop Podcast, and if we don't show up on the first page, which we should show up in the first couple, go up to the top left, and where it says Filter, hit Channels, and then hit The Drop Podcast, and we should show up on the first couple ones. For those that like to download the show, you can find us on ShoutEngine.com, Stitcher.com. Those are both for Android and PC users. You can also find us on iTunes.com under their podcast. Thanks again for a great playoffs. I appreciate everybody downloading the episodes. Have a great rest of the playoffs. Hopefully you'll get to watch a good Stanley Cup. I don't know if you want Pittsburgh to win or if you want the Bolts to win. I personally want Tampa Bay to win, and I really hope they do. So I hope you enjoy it. Until my season-ending episode, a preview, I hope I see you again. And for those that don't join me for that, I will see you next season, when the Blues start their 2016-2017 season.